So he came to the United States in 1980, arrived in Key West, Florida, where he's originally processed. He spent a night there, and the next day they flew him to Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, where there was a Cuban refugee camp where they would help people. They officially it was a resettlement camp, but it's where all sorts of interviews were happening and where you got to be processed out into the U.S. He was always a linguist, so his English skills were fairly good. He also spoke German and Russian, Esperanto, as well as his native Spanish. And so he became a translator in the camp for a while, informally. And when it came time for his interview, he was all excited because this would be his first chance to tell people why he left Cuba. And he was very upfront because he was sure that America was the home of the free and the brave. And so he told the interviewer that he left Cuba because he was gay and that he was oppressed in Cuba. And as soon as he said that, the interviewer from the Immigration Service completely turned in terms of the way that he had been talking to him, which had been very friendly before that, and literally said to him, "Oh, do you take it up the ass?" And as soon as that happened, Renee realized this was not a good thing, and tried to backtrack, but it got put in his record that he was homosexual, and a actual sexual deviant is what the terminology that they used. That meant that for the next 10 years, the US government was going to push against Renee ever becoming a citizen.